They get the bell. One lap left to go in the cup. And it's Riley Major taking them out of the home straight on the final lap. Showing the way by a half length. Tizu Spirit second. B Major Threat third. CW Grant's had a nice run. One by one. Cardesla B niggled out three wide from Go-Go GG. Lip Reader three wide with cover. Followed the event by Finn McKee. Call Me Hector well back in the race with the Crimson Prince and Isaiah. 400 to go in the cup. They've still got to get to the race favourite. Riley Major still in front by a neck. Tizu Spirit second, B Major Threat looking for a way out. Here's Lip Reader making ground out wide. CW Grant was next, followed by Cardesla. At the top of the home straight, Riley Major leads, but the stablemate, Lip Reader, putting in the big challenge. Battling away, Tizu Spirit. Down on the inside, B Major Threat, but Riley Major straightens the home in front. Lip Reader trying hard, but it's Riley Major. He's going to take out the Group 3 Devonport pacing cup by 7 metres. B Major Threat was second. Third across the line, Lip Reader, followed in by Tizu Spirit.
And the cup wasn't without its controversies. There was a protest post-race issued by the horse in fourth place, Tizu Spirit, against B Major Threat, who finished third across the line, alleging interference on the back straight in the second lap. The protest was upheld, so the amended placings saw the winner, Riley Major, number 12. Second place went to number 10, Lip Reader, and third place to Tizu Spirit on the back of that successful protest. The winning margin was 5.5 metres, 3 metres between second and third, but no doubt about the winner, Riley Major, an 8-year-old gelding owned by Katrina Hillier, trained and driven by her husband Rowan Hillier, and I caught up to Rowan after the race in fairly windy conditions. Rowan, congratulations. You said you wanted to win a Devonport Cup for a long time. I'm quite surprised you actually haven't won one before.
Yeah, no, I've actually done a last race for you about 6 months ago, and they said, what's the race you most want to win? It was a Devonport Cup, so happy to win one. Yeah.
And your brother Troy won the last two, so you're keeping it in the family as well?
Yeah, he won the last one.
So.
So, yeah, no, it was good, yeah.
And how special is it because you've trained this horse for your wife, Katrina, who owns the horse? I mean, it's yeah, what a way to win a cup.
Yeah, well, we raced his mother and we bred him, so we've done everything with him. So, it makes it a bit more special.
And just tell us about the race itself, because you went out really early with about two laps to go. And you got in front there and you just kept them off. And I was watching, I thought, no, you've gone too early, you're going to get overrun.
Yeah, no, the pace is slacking pretty much by walking. So I was happy enough to pop around the breeze. But when I got ready, I thought, I might have a little crack for the front. And once we got there, it was pretty well race over.
And it looked effortless going around the outside. I mean, you rounded them up really quick.
Yeah, no, he's a really fast horse. And the distance suits him as well tonight. So it's a big job to win off 30, but he does a good job.
And you've had some problems with him. He was injured pretty badly, wasn't he? Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, he done a tendon about three times, so he had 3 years off. Touch wood, he's been back at probably 18 months and hasn't missed a beat, so we're pretty lucky, I think.
His last 12 months have been pretty special, haven't they?
Yeah, he's nearly won everything, so. And he's had a few knockers over the last month or so. He's been beaten a few times, but tonight he was sort of back to his best, I think.
Did it when it mattered. Congratulations. Yeah, well done.
Cheers, mate.